a special good morning and welcome everybody from the Bayou region and the Houdat Nation, as we have a very special breaking news edition of True Bayou Sports Media Primetime. Some news that I wasn't foreseeing happening, and I don't think many of you were. We got breaking news this morning that Derek Carr is retiring from the National Football League. This has major implications for the Saints, top to bottom. We'll talk about everything from particularly his contract, what he did as a Saint, and of course we'll do a brief little wrap-up as we talk about how the Saints transition now with three quarterbacks with a combined less than about 4 years of starting experience. So this will be a very interesting episode. Of course, we thank you all for stopping by. Let's go ahead and hit the intro and get into it on this episode of Primetime. All right. And, well, like we said in the intro, a lot to talk about here. This is certainly not something that was expected so much. Let's go ahead and talk about what Derek Carr said first and foremost. He gave the statement that upon reflection of prayer and in discussion with Heather, I've decided to retire from the National Football League. So, I mean, it wasn't something that I would think was ever off the table. It just, it makes a lot of interesting points for him as a player, as well as him as somebody who's trying to make a smart financial decision. Two things at the same time. I think this is just, to be very plain with you all, Derek Carr sort of betting on himself, betting on his ability to be able to recover from this injury, and he opted that he didn't want to go with the Saints' plan. He didn't want to go with the way how New Orleans wanted to handle it, potentially having the surgery, having him be on IR for the entirety of 2025, so he took matters into his own hands. With discussion with the team, let me not be remiss about that. This is certainly not 100% unilateral, but this is definitely a Derek Carr-led decision. So let's talk about, first of all, his time in New Orleans. Led the Saints to 14-13 record under his leadership. But what is so important to note is that, you know, last year in his 10 games, a 101 quarterback rating, QBR of 63.4, if you all prefer that, had a relatively almost career year for himself, to be frank with you, only surpassed by his, you know, prime years in Oakland, 17-18, where he was doing some real good stuff after that 13-3 season. So overall, as a Saint, he wasn't a losing quarterback. He had a 500 record in 24. He had a 9-8 record in 2023. So, yeah, the guy overall played decent football for the Saints, but that's the whole thing about Derek Carr, that many of you, outside of any other personal gripes you might have, just thought that the guy was never going to be elite in NFL. And the fact of the matter is, he's only had one elite NFL season. He's only played in one playoff game through 11 years of a career that at this point is now over. We'll see. Yeah. And with that, I don't think there's anything that's necessarily a bad thing about that. I don't think this is the day where you just go and air Derek Carr out. And for some people, that certainly will be what they do. That will be the first you hear about this decision, is how you're going to have a rant. I can think of a couple people. I'm very excited to watch it from an entertainment perspective. But here at True Bayou Sports Media, we try and talk about the sports and how it impacts things on the field and the dollars. And of course, for you as a fan, do you want to invest more money into this team? Because this is now a major pivotal moment for the Saints. Potentially, in my opinion, the largest one since the retirement of Drew Brees, on is this going to steer the franchise in the right direction. That is where it will stand, because you now have such little experience in the quarterback room. I wouldn't rule out the Saints go and try and get a veteran off the shelf. I certainly hope they wouldn't trade assets to get somebody, Kirk Cousins. Please don't. But, you know, you never know what Mickey Loomis and them have on their mind, so we'll find out. But let's talk a little bit more about what this means on the dollar side, because this is where this ends up breaking down and becoming very important. So this is from NBC, some information they have. I'll read it out to you, and then, of course, we'll talk about it a little bit. So in a nutshell, per the article, he'll give up $30 million in guaranteed pay. And that is the base salary for 2025. So what that basically means, if you looked at how this was being structured, Derek Carr was essentially taking his $30 million and the Saints cut it up, plus some other adjustments they had already done, because that's how the Saints manage to stand a salary cap every year, is right now Derek Carr was getting prorated money of $13.7 million times four, then one final year, I believe in 2030, of $7 million. So he was already having a lot of that money pushed back over the next 5 years. And sort of as a trade-off, Derek will get to keep the $10 million he had for being on the roster in March. So once you hit that March date where you have to then pay out that critical basically bonus date of being on roster, he gets that $10 million. The Saints will also not be seeking any further recovery of bonuses that he has had previously, including one in 2023. So what the trade-off was for Derek Carr not having to get this surgery that, you know, he had already been reported he had met with the Saints doctors multiple times since the offseason began, and he was down there talking with the team. So there was communication, but everyone was keeping their lips sealed about it for whatever reason. I'll never fully understand why they do some of the things they do. But in the light of that, he has decided not to have the surgery. He has decided not to pursue that any further. He thinks rehabbing could prevent the need for a surgery. And the thing is that he would technically, either way, rehab or surgery recovery, would have been placed on a full year IR, which is what we learned in that very initial report pre-draft, is that Derek Carr was most likely going to be on a full year IR. So that was basically the two camps at that point saying, I'm not playing because I want to sit, and no, you're not going to play because you're going to have a surgery that's going to take 9 months to recover. Either way, we end up at the same place, which is now Derek Carr will not be playing any further snaps for your New Orleans Saints. And that puts the Saints in a unique position, because they now have to make some very big choices. We knew that 2025 was likely going to be a tank year. To what degree, nobody really knew. Was this going to be another 5-12 year? Or are we looking at a 2-15 year? Now you have essentially going to be one of the most intriguing preseason battles for the quarterback position, assuming no further changes were to be made. You have, of course, Spencer Rattler, who came in Derek Carr's absence during many of those seven games where he was out last year, put together some decent tape with essentially no assets to throw to or to protect him. So that was very good tape in his consideration. You, of course, take Tyler Shuck with the 40th pick overall. He certainly has promise, but trusting another rookie to go out there and perform at an elite level is something that you can't necessarily expect year one, even though he'll be 26 years old. Then you have Jake Haener, the biggest question mark just sitting around on the roster. This guy certainly has not put together the best tape when he's been asked to come into critical situations. But another year of offseason training and learning and working with a new quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, and head coach who's a quarterback, you can never fully count the guy out. And then you get into the emergency quarterback, which I think now gets a lot more interesting because of the way how the NFL has things structured to be able to bring people on for your game day roster. You look at someone, and I have them in very tiny letters here on my show notes just to tell you I'm not super serious about this, but it's worth mentioning. Taysom Hill is technically on your roster. Taysom Hill is injured. Taysom Hill may never play another snap for the Saints based on what we know about his current injuries, but he is on the roster. So do the Saints take a look at that and say, you know what, I'm not going to bother getting another quarterback. I want these three guys to get as much experience as possible. Carson Wentz, we don't need you. Kirk Cousins, we don't need you. Everybody else, stay where you are. We got it with these three. And then if for some reason by, you know, week 12, week 15, all three of them got injured, or completely unplayable. Taysom should be healthy. Again, we don't know that yet, but it is possible. And he can go and just take some garbage time while we definitely aren't tanking for another top five pick. Because at that point, then the question becomes, do you go another year of quarterback drafting? A lot of questions. A lot of questions certainly come out of this news today. And, you know, we're going to first of all have to recap it. We'll be looking more into what happened at rookie minicamp. That was the intended focus for your next Saints episode here on the channel, was to talk about rookie minicamp. And that will be on Keeping It True by You Saints. Be sure to look out for it. But now a whole lot more implications in that rookie minicamp. A whole lot more implications for your offensive line, who now has to block for a rookie quarterback or a first year. And for some reason, if Jake Haener's out there as your starter day one, second year, it's going to be interesting. It will be very interesting. Of course, we thank you all for stopping by today to take the time on what is a really unprecedented day for the Saints. The last situation that this gives me any sort of reckoning with is maybe really Andrew Luck was the last time we saw just a out of the blue retirement. I don't know if this is the last snap you'll ever see for Derek Carr in the NFL. I don't know if his last snaps will ever be in a Saints uniform. He will definitely be taking all of 2025 off, but keep your eye out. We may not be done with Derek Carr. Of course, we on the channel here are not done talking about the Saints and all the teams across the Bayou region. Do make sure you are dropping that like, the follow, the subscribe, wherever you're at. Of course, we thank you for watching today. Thank you all for being a part of it, and we'll see you on the next episode of Primetime here on the True Bayou Sports Media Network. This has been a True Bayou Media production. This show is for entertainment purposes only and does not render legal or financial advice. Remember to bet responsibly. Distribution of this podcast is prohibited without the express written consent of True Bayou Media or its subsidiaries. Thanks for being true by us. We can't wait until next time we keep it true by you.